Small businesses outside of Seattle are preparing for a higher minimum wage starting in January. Voters approved an increase in the state minimum wage to $13.50 over 4 years. As KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports, the change is already having unintended consequences.
Often, a rise in wages gets passed on to the customer. In Spokane, the first customers to feel the pinch are families who need
daycare providers.
This is Todd Milkey, head of the largest business development group in Spokane.
The announcement was because of those wage impacts, the typical cost for having a child in daycare in the Spokane market is anticipated to increase by about $150 per month.
Well, one daycare made that announcement. Still, for those involved, ouch.
I certainly heard a lot from employees who have two kids in daycare.
Spokane sits on the border with Idaho, where the minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. That'll be about half the new Washington state minimum wage. Again, Todd Milkey.
We hear frequently from businesses that say, I can move 12 miles down the road and I can reduce my workers' comp, I can reduce my unemployment insurance, I'm faced with a different minimum wage.
It's not the same story everywhere. In suburban Linwood, economic development officials say businesses haven't made an issue of the higher minimum wage. In rural Island County, the head of economic development says there's no drama because there are so few jobs involved. I'm Carolyn Adolph reporting.